Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we'll focus, of course, on the Reds' trip to Stamford Bridge. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and alongside me, Mark Froggatt and Nathan Thomas from the club's website. I suppose it's a somewhat busy week for club media ahead of an elite game, United against Chelsea.
Yeah, it is. We kind of build up to it all through the week, speak to various legends, various first-team players, and basically gather thoughts ahead of the game. I think what people don't realise either is that we're also preparing for next week's games against Sunderland and even Cardiff, making the programmes for those. So it is a busy week, but this is what we're in it for, and we're excited for the game.
Well, we are excited for the game, but we've got to hope it's a better game than when Jose Mourinho was at Old Trafford with Chelsea in, well, the end of August, David Moyes' first home Premier League game for United, which was a shocker, wasn't it?
It was. It was tepid, to say the least, I think. I think it was a case of Moyes and Mourinho not being overly attacking in their starting lineups, not wanting to lose. The implications are, you know, it wouldn't have mattered in the long run, but I think at the time both new managers came in, didn't want a bad mark on the name. But yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting game. Not easy at all, but hopefully if Rooney's got an outside chance of coming back, he'll be really important. He just links the midfield and the forwards perfectly, which is exactly what we need. But obviously, it's not going to be easy.
I actually found that 0-0 really interesting. I don't know if that makes me boring.
Dear, do you sound like Roy Hodgson?
I thought it was interesting. Two new teams, two new managers. I found it fascinating. But
Chelsea had didn't play without a striker, did they? I wonder if they'll do that.
The subplot was fascinating.
I think Nathan's right, though. I think Mourinho came here quite cautious. Neither manager wanted to lose. I think it'll be a different game on Sunday. It'll be a different game to what we've been used to in recent years. I think we've been there last year and the year before. Yeah. Was it 6-5 last year in the Cup, or 5-4?
Yeah, but that win we had there last year as well in the league, when they were down to 9 men. I think that was the first win in 11 league visits to Stamford Bridge. They've also got a good record here. For whatever reason, we've had trouble against Chelsea for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, well, we won that game. And then I actually spoke to Darren Fletcher after the Swansea match last weekend, and the question we put to him was, it isn't like we haven't won there recently. We did win there last season. And I think we can take some confidence into this game on Sunday. Now, we all know Jose Mourinho has never lost a home game at Stamford Bridge.
70.
As Chelsea manager, which is pretty daunting. But I don't think we've got anything to fear. I've got this kind of just a feeling. Just a feeling that we might nick it. I think it's so against us. I think the press are adamant that we're going to lose. We're underdogs, which we never are.
Well, on that point, we're going to hear from Vidic in a moment. I've done an interview with him from UTV where he said that if United do win that game, then all of a sudden they're 6 points behind Chelsea and then it can't be ruled out of the title race. He didn't say it was likely, but he said you could not rule United out if they beat Chelsea. Would you go with that?
Well, I mean, it's not mathematically impossible, but I think that, there's so many parameters that, that have got to go United's way. City have suddenly got to hit a dip, even Liverpool and Arsenal. And I think, beating Chelsea would be massive in terms of what that could do and could to propel us on. And as Mark says, in the past when we have been underdogs, I think back to Chelsea in 2005 at home with Darren Fletcher, that was a big win and that really lifted the place. Whether we could win the title, I don't think so, but winning can only have a positive effect.
Yeah, it does. I'm not going to sit here and say we are going to win the title because you just don't know and it looks very, very unlikely. What's going against us as well is that there are a number of teams who are in the hunt for the title and are ahead of us. It's not like we're relying on one team to lose and we leapfrog them.
But I suppose the sort of frustration with that is I think we've won 5 out of 6 in the league and yet we're in basically the same position as everyone else.
This is the trouble. But I can kind of see what the man is saying. If we're in relative touching distance and when you're playing without Wayne Rooney and Robin Van Persie, that's a massive boost when they come back. And at Manchester United, we know that anything can happen. It's unlikely, but anything can happen.
Chelsea have spent £21 million on a player that they had a few years ago, Nemanja Matic, who went to Benfica as part of the David Luiz deal. Clearly, he feels he needs to do something about the centre of his midfield, even though they've got Mikel. Maybe he doesn't trust him. They've had Luiz, who's been playing in the centre of midfield. Lampard's been, maybe in his last season.
Yeah, it's a position Jose clearly likes. I mean, Makélélé mastered that role, didn't he, years ago, and John Obi Mikel's done well, hasn't he? And he even brought Essien back in the twilight years of his career. Matic, it's a strange, as you say, they've lost, if you believe the papers, around £18 million on that deal. But albeit it's a different manager who sold him and a different manager who's bought him. So by all accounts, he's a very good player and he seems like he's going to improve the team.
I think with Mourinho and Abramovich, and it's an interesting conundrum in that Abramovich wants this free-flowing, you know, football that was brought like Barcelona-esque almost, whereas Mourinho is obviously, you know, he wants to sort of do the same, but in a more sort of rigid way. So he's more sort of looking at how can we, you know, how can we keep the team solid in the midfield and the back to then like let the likes of Oscar and Hazard push on and do the business up front. It was sort of, as Matt says, back when, you know, you had Makélélé and Essien, you know, Chelsea, when Chelsea have come good, they've had a really strong midfield, and obviously Matic brings that sort of that type of play back to Chelsea, so I'll be hoping he can do the business.
And of course there's the away factor. We haven't lost away from home since the City defeat in September. I think it's 7 in the league away from home unbeaten. Do you think for whatever reason it just suits United at the moment?
Yeah, I think it does suit us. I think there's less pressure on us. Like you say, we keep winning away from home. Our support away from home has been incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere we go, we take 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 fans who don't stop singing from start to finish. And for whatever reason, there seems to be an added pressure when we play at Old Trafford. I've kind of likened it to England playing at Wembley because it seems to be a kind of fear of losing. But away from home, the shackles are off and we've done really well. So fingers crossed we can do it again on Sunday.
And it's keeping Hazard quite the key thing, do you think? I mean, he's the top scorer and seems to be in great form.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And I think Mourinho's recently said that he could go on to be the best in the world now. He said, you know, he's probably not up there with Messi, Ronaldo, that level, but he's fantastic. And he brings something completely different. Probably in the Premier League, I can't think of many other players. You know, maybe Mata, but they've, you know, Chelsea have got him as well. but Hazard's going to be the man to stop. Whether we can do that, you know, it's an uphill task, but, you know, that's what we need to do.
The thing I think we need to stop is the counter-attack. I think we've struggled with it in recent weeks. We struggled with it against Swansea. They basically did us in the FA Cup on the counter-attack, and that's what Chelsea are good at. I think the reason why Mata isn't playing is because he isn't mobile enough and Mourinho doesn't like his lack of pace. Hazard plays instead, Oscar plays, and they kind of hit teams on the
break. Willian
as well. So we've got to be wary of that. But I think it's going to be tight and cagey, and I mean, I'd take a draw now, but as I say, I've just got a sneaky feeling we might nick it.
It was 5-4 in the League Cup, it was 3-2 in the league, with players sent off and all sorts of... You're going for more of a cagey...
Different
sort of
manager, completely different approach.
Yeah.
Mourinho, that is, sorry, not Mourinho.
Yeah. But a win might... I mean, all right, we're not saying you're going to win this up, but a win might just change the way people view the rest of this.
It could change the season, because we win on Sunday and that gives us massive momentum, which going into especially the Cup semi-final, if we win that, more momentum. So we'll see where we go.
All right, well, we've heard from our journalists. Let's now hear from inside the dressing room. I've been talking to the captain, Nemanja Vidic. She's been looking ahead to this big game at Stamford Bridge. Vida, first of all, did the win last week, has that lifted everyone's spirits a little bit? Has it made everyone a little bit happier?
It was important to win that game, especially after a few bad results. I would say a bit, but we have to keep winning. We have to keep winning, and we want to see that table, to watch that table and see ourselves much higher than we are at the moment, and then we'll be more satisfied. But until then, we have to keep training and improving, and hopefully we can win a few matches in a row.
You mentioned the table there. In your time at United, you've only really been used to success, looking at the table 1, 2, maybe 3. But when you look at it now, do you think, whoa?
I'm not looking at it now. I'm not looking at all. I'm just waiting to win a few matches in a row, then I will look at the table again. And hopefully we can perform well next game and start from there again, which I think will be important to don't have this good result and bad result, and we need consistency and not necessarily with the great performances, but I would say we will need a few wins in a row, then I think everything will go the right way. I think next 6-7 matches, how are we going to do it? What kind of results are we going to get from these 6-7 games, and then we will know what is our aim for this season. Which the next game is Chelsea. If you win against Chelsea away, which is a tough match, and especially at Stamford Bridge, we are 6 points behind Chelsea then, which is it still gives you the chance to think about maybe winning the title. I know it sounds at the moment not right to think that way, but we still hope we can. With a few wins in a row, we can still challenge for the title. I'm not saying to win, but challenge, and then from there we can see what's our position.
You're not giving up. You haven't given up yet.
I'm not giving up. Not yet.
Well, that's all for now. Thank you very much to Mark and to Nathan from the website. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions, manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. We'll see you all again next week.